Don't look now, but I think we've gone for about 4 or 5 days in a row without any rain. And that's a good thing around here. But the damage is already done in a lot of ways, including high water levels on the St. Clair River and Lake Huron. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's Emergency Management and Homeland Security Director, Justin Westmiller. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You really stepped into it with this job, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
6 months or so in, not even 6 months. And we have had unusually high water levels. In fact, really historically high.
It is. So we've set a record going back to 1918 when they started setting records for the state of Michigan. So
wow.
It is record highs.
Sort of give us the thumbnail sketch of what St. Clair County looks like underwater right now.
So you've got record water levels basically from, call it St. Clair, all the way south through the county on the waterfront communities. It's as high as we've seen it.
What kind of damage is that doing?
You know, we've got water in houses. We've got water damaging the waterfront areas. It's a serious situation, and we're working with all of our residents, all of our businesses to help them through it.
I mean, are some of these houses going to be lost? Are they just severely damaged?
Yeah, I would call them damaged. I wouldn't say right now lost. We have damage assessment teams out this week, kind of taking a look at things. That's kind of a first step. I'm sure that we'll have to put those teams back out as we get through the summer to kind of see that progression. Yeah. But they are out right now looking through things.
Of course, we're at the height of boating season right now, recreational boating season. What's that doing to that?
So we have the 200-600 wake law, and you know, we have very limited resources to work that law. And we know that there are vessels out there not following the rules and damaging property. We're doing the best we can with that, but we are asking boaters to please pay attention to their wake because you are causing damage. The high water, obviously, the record high water is certainly, every wave is causing damage at this point.
How do you get that message out? How do you communicate that to boaters? How do they know that they're supposed to be slowing down?
Yeah, so we're pushing that in every news source, every opportunity, every social media opportunity, everything we can to get that out there, coming on shows like yours, Paul. We're losing that battle. So we're asking as loud as we can for people to pay attention to your wake, do what you can to please help your neighbors to keep their damage to a minimum.
You mentioned enforcement. How do you enforce that? How is it enforceable? And what kind of help is available at the state or federal level?
Yeah, so right now we've got, you know, obviously our Sheriff's Division out there, our Marine Division out there doing what they can with their limited resources. We've got the Michigan DNR out there doing what they can with their limited resources. And then we've asked our federal partners just to be out there in force. They obviously can't write state tickets, but they are stopping people and asking them to slow down when they see what they observe to be a violation. And then the sheriff 2 weeks ago did deputize 7 Clay police officers to be able to enforce that as well down in their area. And so we're just doing what we can. We've also, you've heard potentially a lot of questions asked about, well, can the DNR ask for a no-wake zone basically throughout St. Clair County? Well, that's not really an option unless the governor declares a state of emergency, and then we ask for an emergency no-wake proclamation from the DNR. And so that's potentially an opportunity should we get a disaster declared from the governor.
What does it take to get that done? Have you asked for a disaster declaration?
So we've declared for the county, and we are awaiting any word back from the governor on what she may do. What's interesting with this situation is it's not just localized to St. Clair County. It is a statewide flooding incident at this point, at least for the Lower Peninsula. Yeah. So we're working with the Michigan State Police EMHSD division. We're working with the Army Corps of Engineers. We're working with the National Weather Service. We're working with all of our partners to better understand how this incident is going to progress, and where we can look for those opportunities to work with our partners.
It's difficult with recreational boaters because a lot of them come here from outside the area and may not even be aware of the situation.
Absolutely. So the boating community in the Lower Peninsula of Michigan per capita is the largest boating community in the United States. So understanding that and knowing that they can just be passing through and may not understand what our high water issues are, it really is important to understand for the people that are asking for these rule changes, right? So we're working hard to get that message out and to hopefully allow our citizens to understand that we're working hard to really push the political understanding at the state level.
We certainly know about the damage in southern St. Clair County, Algonac, Clay, Harsin's Island. But what about at this end of St. Clair County? Has there been damage? Is there potential for some damage?
There absolutely is. Both there has been damage and there's a high potential for more damage. So we have potentially another 6 weeks or so of rising water. And the more the water rises, the farther up that impact goes. So we have our eye on it. We're working with our municipalities the farther up the St. Clair River, and we're monitoring it each and every day. We have opened the county EOC. Again, it is active, and we are keeping our eye on it each and every day.
What kind of relief is available for people who are being impacted by this?
So right now, we've obviously, since we declared last Friday, that's telling the governor that we've exhausted the county's resources to the point where we're asking for assistance. So we're pushing that information up each and every day to the governor and her staff, and so we're asking for assistance at this point.
How closely are you watching the weather forecast every day?
Probably every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day without rain is a good day.
Absolutely. And the more we can build heat, too, so we can burn off that water that's already here. And any wind, although it's damaging, right? If we can keep the wind out of the southwest, that would be great. So any wind from the north, perfect. If you can make that happen, Paul, that'd be great.
I wish I could. But you look at the conditions that we had this spring, and it was just all the right conditions for the situation we've got now. It was cool. It was excessively rainy, and it was pretty windy, too.
Yeah, so I think I saw the numbers the other day, and I think we had like 120 or 121 days out of 160 that were rain, yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Slow down out on the water.
Yes, please.
All right. Justin, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. Come back anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you.